Luke chapter 11, we're going to read verses 5 through 10. I'll read the first verse, and we'll all read the second verse together, and so on. We'll pray and then get into the message. Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 10. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Let's pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much. I thank you, Father, for this passage of Scripture. And I thank you, Father, that we would put this into practice in our prayer life. I pray you bless us now. You give us ears to hear. Help us, dear God. Motivate us to pray as we ought to. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now notice the word importunity in verse 8. That word means to press, to urge with troublesome persistence, to request or beg persuasively. It is to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, and to keep on knocking in prayer until we get what we came for. We are not only to pray, but we must pray with urgency, with intentness, and even with repetition concerning the need that we have. We must pray, pray again, and not give up until we get what we came for. We must be earnest and urgent in our requests. The first lesson on importunity taught by our Lord is found in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. And that lesson is repeated here in our text verses. Without persistent, continuous in our asking, our prayers will go unanswered. Importune praying is one where we stay at it, where we hold on because of the necessity that we have. I remember one who told me that he only prays for something once. And if God